Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Yeah, I'll get it right. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet, containing 50 million rounds of ammunition. 20 different categories of handgun, 22 of rifle. 50 million rounds. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. You're not going to find too many shortages there, unless you're looking for 22, where everybody's short right now. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Aaron Cowan. I'm going to start this thing where once a week I'm going to try to have at least one instructor come in. And we're going to have, I guess I'm going to call it the instructor's corner, because I'm not an instructor. Need to have an instructor from time to time. Everything that the liberal media, well, everything that the liberal politicians get over on us sometimes, they try to guilt us into it. And that guilting is led by the liberal media. This is how we got the Omnibus Crime Bill, the assault weapon ban, all these other things back in the 90s. They thought they would work last time, but I mean, this is their present day. Their present day and past method for getting you to go along with certain things to set the conversation. Right now, one of the things they claim is that the planet is melting because of imaginary global warming. We have weather change all the time. We don't have climate change. Climate change is where it shifts from region to region. You know, they find a picture of the ice melting or ice surrounded by water, which, you know, that happens all the time. It's happened for a long time. That's why the term iceberg came about and stuff like that. Now we're moving into phase two, though. Because you see, in California, they have a water shortage. And that's where a lot of our food is grown. And since growing food uses a lot of water, by eating food, the New York Times wants you to feel guilty for causing the drought in California. California farmers produce more than a third of the nation's vegetables and two-thirds of its fruits and nuts. And to do that... In the state of California, they consume about 80% of all the water in the state in its entirety. Which, by the way, that amount of water in California is by design. It is not because they don't get any rain. It's because they don't build dams and they don't allow water to go here or there because they're taking care of this herring or that particular newt or whatever. To fundamentally alter how much the state uses in water, according to the New York Times, now all of us may have to give something up. And see, that's what it's always all about, isn't it? We always have to give up something. Something in our lifestyle, something in our rights, something in our standard of living. We're now evil if we consume foods that take a lot of water to create. To help you out with this new self-imposed guilt, the Times produced a colorful chart showing how much water different kinds of foods require. It even labels food groups guzzlers to hammer in the point that if you dare to eat them, you are selfishly wasting global resources. Since the little bit of produce that I consume is grown locally, they can bite me, but that's okay. Those of you that like rice, you are wasting global resources. It takes 2 ounces. 2 ounces of rice takes 15 gallons of water to produce. A single egg is 18 gallons of water. 3 mandarin oranges requires 42 gallons of water. A glass of milk, 55-gallon drum of water. Less than 2 ounces of beef requires 86 gallons of water. How selfish of you to eat this stuff, to eat meat. Responsible people like eating things like garlic cloves. I was just thinking the other day how nice it would have to be to have just a big plate of garlic cloves. 6 garlic cloves requires only 1 single gallon of water. Or the same for 6 celery sticks. 8 artichoke leaves are also only 1 gallon of water. So you guys are you're holding yourself back from some really tasty treats. But this is what the lib media is all about. This is what the liberals are all about. This is what the whole mindset is all about. They want to control everything you do, and that includes eating and drinking, thinking. There's a couple of things missing from this analysis, in my opinion. If you'd like to hear them, I'd be happy. I'm going to tell you anyway. How much water does an illegal alien use? For some reason, there is a stunning disconnect between welcoming illegal immigrants into this country by the millions and ignoring how much that costs to sustain, only one of which is additional water use. How much water does protected fish use? Water in California is used to protect certain kinds of fish while leaving farms dry. There's no figures out there, but common sense indicates that it must be millions of gallons of water. That's a lot more than a few strip steaks. How much water does government use? Again, you know, there's no figures. There's no figures out there. But when they still keep watering vegetation on the side of highways, even in the rain, as apparently they do in California, that sort of indicates a lot of waste. How much water is available globally? There may be a shortage in California, but there's plenty in other places. And where there's water and soil, you know what they can grow there? They can grow food there. How much water would be created if we built new dams, which nobody's done that for decades anywhere because of the environmentalist wacko people? How much water does it take to create a newspaper, which are created from tree farms? No answer to that question at all. Occasionally, now in my new lifestyle that I found a way to make my new lifestyle a little tasty anyway, like stuff like hanger steaks and skirt steaks, which are not very big, but they're very tasty. That's, you know, on the weeks that I have those, that's, you know, who knows how much water I'm burning up. But I don't live in a drought zone, so I'm not using their water. And I you know, for the most part, I'm fairly satisfied with my lifestyle, and I'm not really sure I'm going to change it up, but this is the way they think. You need to give something up. It's either your rights or your luxuries or something. You always have to give something up. This is what they constantly come at you about public safety. And I know this had nothing to do with gun rights, but this is the basic premise by which they operate. It's a template that you can see everywhere you go. And everywhere you go, when you look at this template and you look at what they're trying to impose upon you, you need to be telling yourself, this is going to hurt needlessly. Needlessly. Anywhere they go, where they start prohibiting this, that, or the other, where they may pick this, pick that, pick the other, you see something rush in to fill the gulf. In this particular case in California, not much. Not much left to fill the gulf because, except newspaper articles by the New York Times. And who knows how much water that takes up to make a newspaper? How many trees does it take to make a newspaper? How much water does it take to make a tree? Let's go back. Let's take it all the way back. Maybe newspapers should be shorter and not nearly so self-aware. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armour.com. Come and take it.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450 for Memorial Day. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80. Go now.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Folks, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is, they're about to become a little bit more. Right now they sell ammo, but soon they're going to be making ammo and selling guns. And they're going to be doing that with the same kind of speed and customer service that they... That's why it's taking a little bit longer than they probably would like for it to come online, because they want to make sure they can execute that. In the meantime, though, You can find the deepest selection of ammunition at the craziest price at ammunitiondepot.com. Woman testifying for the Moms Demand Attention in Texas the other day was a little bit misleading. And I want to make a state's rights statement right here, right now. I think anybody that testifies in front of a state subcommittee that's considering a bill should have to give their address. And if they don't live in Texas, or if they don't live in the state where they're doing this, you know, the hearing, if they don't live in the state that's considering the law, they get kicked out of the chamber. I think that's the way that should go. State's rights. Hooah. The Moms Demand Attention member was testifying about the Texas bill HB 910, which is going to be open carry in Texas. She got out there talking about the incident where her son killed his father and is a gun owner. Remember what I just told you and the way I told you about it, okay? The son killed his father and was a gun owner. There are a few things omitted. This was brought to you can find the story about it on the website, lockandloadradio.com. Tank put it up there today. Leslie Irvin testified before the Texas Senate State Affairs Committee. She was wearing a Moms Demand Attention t-shirt at the time. Her entire testimony can be seen at the official Texas Senate video site, if you go looking for it. Her testimony begins at about the 33-minute mark of the video. She told the senators who sit in the committee that her paranoid schizophrenic son, Lex, had attempted to purchase guns from a local store on his 18th birthday. She said she was happy when McBride's Gun Shop in Austin called her and told her that her son appeared unstable and they would not sell him any guns. She was happy because she thought this was the way the system worked. She said she then called the Austin Police Department, who told her that her son has a right to buy firearms. Irvin then told the Senate State Affairs Committee that her son went to big box stores and bought an arsenal of guns. I'd love to know where an 18-year-old got the money to buy the arsenal of guns, wouldn't you? I would love to go to a store and buy an arsenal of guns. He bought an arsenal of guns, and there was nothing she could do to stop him. She testified the store told her it was her son's right to purchase firearms, and without a court order, she could do nothing to prevent it. No pre-crime, lady. I know what you're saying. Bill, he obviously was a crazy kid, though. Let's get down to it, okay? After delivering this testimony, she immediately told the Senate committee that on September 18, 2013, her son killed her husband. She did not inform the committee that her son killed her husband with a metal pipe wrench and a knife. And there's the rub. The gun ownership had nothing to do with him killing his father. Something else triggered him killing his father, and he used something else to kill his father. The reasonable and natural inference from her story is that her son murdered her husband with a gun. She never clarified that her husband was killed by other means. See, the part that I just told you is the part that was omitted in the committee testimony. She went on to reemphasize her misrepresentation by saying, if they were not there to subdue him before my husband died, who knows what he would have done with that arsenal of guns. I want gun access to be stopped, and I think there needs to be changes made so that a lot of innocent lives can be saved. Now, according to the Austin American Statesman newspaper and Fox 7 Austin Television News, they confirmed that a pipe wrench and a knife were used, and these news reports are included in the video produced by OCT. Open Carry, Texas. Irvin's son was tried and found not guilty by reason of insanity. This video was put together by C.J. Grisham, the military member who pretty much was the kickoff point for Open Carry, Texas. He said it's appalling that a Bloomberg-funded gun control organization would condone its members fabricating details related to a true tragedy in order to further a political agenda. We welcome the debate on gun rights versus control, but it would be beneficial to either side that such discussion be based on facts and not emotional fiction. CJ, you poor, naive man. You can't honestly believe they're going to come and cross swords with you and bring facts and no emotion to the forefront. Do you really believe that, CJ? Please say no. You're a military guy. You're supposed to be a realist. You know, there's been, and I, you know what, I don't like to denigrate a gender. But the moms demand attention, and their devotion to the talking points of Shannon Watts and Michael Bloomberg reminds me of the Manson family. It reminds me of that willingness to go out there and do whatever they're told to do, no matter what it is. No matter what it is. And that should be both eye-opening to you, and it should make you a little bit nervous. Now, do I think we have to worry about them physically? Probably not. But we're always going to have to fight them because they have this blind, not even based on faith. It's based upon some sort of cult of personality or something. And they'll do whatever they're told to do. They'll say whatever they're told to say. They'll fill it. They have a fill in the blank. Put your name here. Ah, gosh. The moms demand they're not to be taken. Anything they say is not to be taken seriously. The only thing that should be taken seriously is where they show up and the time they're given. And the fact that some people may actually consider what they say. That needs to be taken pretty seriously. But that whole little game of misdirection there, that's straight out of a, you know, magic book or something. That's how you pull the rabbit out of the hat. They decide to go that way. Okay. Nice try. Too many sources to back up and that we can go and check, and you just come out looking stupid and like a liar. How are we supposed to give you any credibility at that point? I don't know. I don't know how you get credibility at that point. I don't know after you lie like that and get caught. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. There's a lot of places out there that you can find online that sell ammo. However, the only one I know of that sells ammo, and if you see it on the website, that means it's in stock, is Ammunition Depot. They don't lead you around. They don't mislead you or anything else. Then when you couple that with some of the craziest prices you've ever seen, and there's always something on sale. There's always something on sale. And the things like the M855, when everybody bought the name brand 855 and nobody could find any, they still had 62 grain 5.56 available, virtually the same load, just a different manufacturer. They have a way to take care of your ammunition need, one way or the other. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Last week, Rachel Maddow, she debuted her Outrageometer on her show Thursday. And she decided to turn it on and put it to the test when she decided to talk about a story about the ongoing trial of James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado shooter. She opened her story with the heartrending footage of the Aurora trial. She highlighted the testimony of Brenton Lowak, whose friend Jessica Gowey, a 24-year-old aspiring sports reporter, died in the shooting. This is where the outrageometer comes into play. Some lawyers, or the Bradys, or somebody, I don't know who exactly talked these parents, these aggrieved parents, into this, but somebody talked Jessica's parents into filing suit and suing a gun manufacturer, which is illegal. There's a law against that. It's illegal. It's not. It's not there to be. It's not there. They didn't pass that so that you could just sue them and go right past it. That's in place for a reason. Jessica's parents were either very easily swayed into this course of action, or so aggrieved they didn't take the time, whatever it is, they sued and they lost. Okay? Now, in Colorado, they've had tort reform in Colorado. And Colorado state law requires that plaintiffs who sue the manufacturers of gun products pay the company's legal fees if they lose. In this particular case, you know, this is where I want to know, where are the Bradys? Where's the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence? Where are all these guys out there that are telling you all the time, it may not be the legal thing to do, but it's the right thing to do, or something like that. They walked away. Now, Jessica's parents are on the hook for nearly $250,000 because they did something that they should never have done. They attempted to circumvent a law, which is illegal, no matter what your motivation or motive for doing so. This enraged Maddow. She said, this is not a typo. The mother and father of the victim who died in the Aurora mass shooting have just been ordered to pay $250,000 to the gun makers who sold the bullets that were used in the Aurora mass shooting, the parents of the girl who was killed. Now, any of you out there that want to go and do this, with very few exceptions, go look for any gun manufacturer, go across the top of their menu online, and find out who sells ammunition. They don't. I believe this was about a lawsuit against Lucky Gunner, which is another ammunition website. And, you know, they persevered. Or maybe it was about the Bushmaster or whatever, the Smith & Wesson. I thought he used a Smith & Wesson AR-15. Whatever it was about, they sued wherever it came from. And as the law works, it didn't work. And it wasn't about them losing the lawsuit. It was against the law to sue them to begin with. Now, Rachel Maddow doesn't point that out. She says, if you, for whatever reason, sue anyone having to do with the making of guns, and if for any reason you lose that lawsuit, you're going to have to pay big. It only goes that one direction, too. Gawi's parents are appealing the decision, as I would expect they would. They should. And they're going to lose that, too, because they went after somebody that's protected by the law. You know, when they protect a fish in California, nobody says a word about that. That stands all the time. California politicians don't—they don't even blink. They don't even listen to it. We need the water to live. We're humans. Oh, man, what about that fish? I know it's not as big as your pinky. What about it, though? We can't live without that fish. Yeah. And Maddow, you know, tort reform in a lot of ways needs to be pursued on every level because there's way too many lawsuits going on out there for stupid things. And when you actually get a case that is actually of some sort of merit, it gets bogged down in all this junk. This was junk. Somebody convinced the Gawi family to sue somebody that was unsuable. This is, you know, it's the same thing as trying to sue the government if you are a soldier and you die for some possible reason. That's not allowed, so it doesn't happen. So, you know, trying it, no matter how right or wrong you may be, is always going to be frivolous. Because you know, going in, it's not allowed. James Holmes passed background checks. James Holmes had become completely unhinged. He had numerous, just because they didn't go off, those 60 booby trap bombs in his apartment, that gave the cops fits for days. The college where he was going, they were tracking him. They were getting ready to catch him and incarcerate him and hold him. But then he quit going to school, and for some reason they just quit pursuing him, as if the threat no longer existed to... You know, a threat that is a threat to a university is a threat to the public, stupid university peoples. Passing it on and saying, well, he's not coming to college anymore, that takes that whole yoke off our shoulders, doesn't it? That wasn't smart. Did you hand off to the cops? Did the cops know anything about it? And then, of course, he just went on a stroll with all of his stuff and everything. And well, not on a stroll. He went, he was in a car and He went to the one theater. He passed, what, six other theaters that allowed guns and went to the one that didn't. And that's what happened. Smith & Wesson had nothing to do with that. Lucky Gunner had nothing to do with that. The Black Hawk, who made a little vest that was supposedly armored, that had nothing to do with that. It all had to do with Holmes. And he was in stage five of the five stages of a active shooter. A spree shooter, if you will, whatever you want to call it. Somebody's going out with a bang. And he wanted to go out with a bang. He wanted to be the Joker. And he almost did it. He did a very good job of trying. Nobody stopped him in the shooting zone. Nobody stopped him because it was actually a barrel. And they were all the fish swimming around. And Rachel Maddow does not like the fact that you can go, you know, if I'm facing somebody and I look at him and they tell me, Bill, if you fight him, he's going to kill you. And I turn and look at them and say, well, I know that, but I just got to do it. And then I go in there and I proceed to get killed. I don't know that I should have any kind of recourse against that guy. Probably because, one, I'm dead. But two, because I knew it going in. Like these people knew. They could have found this out quite simply. It is on the books, been on the books for a while. And they live in Colorado. And in Colorado, it states that if you do a lawsuit like that, that you've got to, you know, the person you sue, if it's found to have no grounds, you've got to cover their legal fees. They ran them up. Whoever they sued, when they saw they were getting sued, they lawyered up, as anybody smart would do, and they went for it. There you go. That's just the way it works. I'm sorry, Rachel. I'm sorry the outrage-ometer just about broke. Sorry about that. Sorry. But, on the other hand, maybe you need to take a look at the landscape before you charge ahead. Maybe you need to take a little time to, you know, bring in a little intel. Figure out what you can and can't do. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay, or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Very shortly, I'm going to be doing some things with them, which I'm going to probably go down there and just drink in what being surrounded by 50 million rounds in a 27,000 square foot warehouse is like. That'll be sort of surreal for me. Especially since I only primarily, I mainly shoot two calibers, although I have a need for two more. So they're the place to go, ammunitiondepot.com. Barack Obama, since he's been sworn in as president, has made it perfectly clear that he has nothing but contempt for law enforcement and the military. Right now, the military, for all of you that worry about the military taking over the nation, it's at a lower level now, manpower-wise, than it is than any time except for prior to World War II. They just, the manpower. The Air Force, as an example, is down 200,000 people. 200,000 people. Law enforcement officers, you're more likely to come across one of them. And anytime you see somebody like a Trayvon Martin or a Michael Brown get killed, you'll see him send out representatives to go represent the federal government at their funeral. Now, does he do this for every cop that gets killed? And there's not that many. I mean, there's too many that get killed, but there's not that many. He could cover all of these. He should cover all of these, but he doesn't. He ignores the deaths of officers who've fallen in the line of duty as they tried to serve their community. And this is what is within the Democratic Party. And it has become pervasive and public. Now in Baltimore, you have the mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, and the prosecutor, Marilyn Mosby. They have caused a gigantic chasm of trust between the Democratic city government, which has allied itself, make no mistake about it, with the gangs and the looters and the rioters and the Baltimore police. The police are now in a defensive posture amid concerns that they're being targeted for ambush from criminal gangs and are not rushing to calls without support. This is to be expected. We've seen this in New York. We're going to see this in Baltimore. Anywhere they do this, we're going to see this. I wouldn't be surprised if we already see this in Ferguson. And what's happening now, since they did this, since the cops have decided, you know what, it's not worth it for us to put our lives on. And this is what they're thinking. It's not worth it for them to put their lives on the line and rush to some call when if they actually take action and employ lethal force, or if they take action and somebody dies, or if they just take action, they're probably going to be thrown under a bus. You know, this is what they're thinking now. Probably wouldn't happen, but, you know, this is what they're thinking. What's happened there now is that the vacuum has created this purge where the bad guys have decided to purge one another in Baltimore, since the cops aren't showing up quite as regularly as they should. Coming from some newspaper there, a pair of gray and white New Balance tennis shoes lay next to a pool of blood on a street in East Baltimore Sunday afternoon, remnants of a double shooting in the same block where a 21-year-old was shot in the shoulder Friday. It was the first of two double shootings in the city Sunday. Another two people were shot, one of them fatally, in separate incidents on Sunday morning. At least 18 shootings over Memorial Day weekend during a particularly alarming spate of gun violence. 33 people have been killed so far in May, the first time the city has had 30 homicides in a month since June 2007. No month in the last 15 years has had more than 33 killings. Colin Campbell got it right wrong. He is the writer of that Baltimore Sun article. This is not about gun violence. I know you're a parrot. Actually, you're a minor bird, so shut up. Have a cracker. Shut up. This is human violence, and in specific, it is gang violence between armed criminal groups over turf and drugs, because the cops are not laying claim to it anymore. The cops exist. The cops are paid employees of a toxic government. They exist in a toxic environment, and they're attacked by the Democratic-led government on one side and the Baltimore residents on the other. They seem to be more interested in supporting and excusing criminal activity than order and civility on the other side. You see, it's all about what they don't have that's the problem. It's all about this. It's all about that. It has nothing to do with, you know, simply, you know, like it or not, and I get called on the mat about this a lot. 9 times out of 10, if you do what a police officer tells you to do, it's going to be okay. You're going to be on your way in about 20 minutes. Might make you late. Lots of things make you late from time to time. In Baltimore right now, arrests are down and crime is flourishing. Good people disarmed by the anti-gun Democrats are suffering. Their businesses are considered expendable because we were going to give them room to destroy. Baltimore's problems are manufactured by Baltimore as part of an anti-gun state in Maryland. But they're also the result of an orchestrated campaign from the top of the National Democrat Party, of which Mayor Rawlings Blake is secretary. You know, my biggest question to the gun grabbers here is, in this concerted effort, as you try to keep the troops disarmed, you basically castrate the police, and there's some of you that want to see them disarmed, and you definitely want to see us disarmed. Who are you going to employ to keep us at bay, to keep us complacent, to keep the sheep inside the fence? Who are you going to use? Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought of that? I mean, no matter where you go, no matter where you go, and very few places, Milwaukee, you know, Milwaukee, the sheriff there, he's out there, he probably supports his deputies all the way. Detroit, James Craig, he probably supports his cops all the way. He supports his people, though. He supports the citizens. These guys look at law enforcement as a partnership with the citizens. Pitting the citizens against the cops is not going to work. This is where all, you know, everybody, you know, the cops are out there thinking it's us versus them. In Baltimore, it most certainly is. Yes, it is. That's what they have nurtured there. And I just wonder how this, what, you know, what is the final play here? Are the Democrats, are all the anti-gun Democrats that don't want to see, like, people in Baltimore, they don't want to see the people of Baltimore armed, and they don't want to see the cops doing their job. What do they want? What do they want? Do they want to let people tear up the city? Don't they understand that without any sort of city there in place, they become a leader, an elected leader without followers? Does that mean you're in a position of anything at that point? I can't say. When I was in NCO development, first school I went to, Katterbach, just outside of Ansbach, Germany, we were told that a leader without subordinates is messed up. And when you're out there and, you know, the people of Baltimore are not supposed to be the subordinates, but when you let them tear everything up that you're taxing them to pay for, how's that going to work? How's that going to play? What's the end game of staying in office? How does Rawlings Blake, after allowing all this stuff to happen, how does she stay in office? I'll bet you she gets reelected in a landslide. I'll bet you. I'll bet you she does because of that low info quotient that is there. She'll be out there saying, it's everybody's fault but hers. See, and that's the thing. That's the way they work. The police chief or the police commissioner in Baltimore, it's everybody's fault but his. It's not Obama's fault, according to Obama. It's not Eric Holder's fault. It's not Mosby's fault. It's not Lynch's fault, the new Attorney General of the United States. It's none of their faults. It's cops' fault. It's white people's fault. See, the whole thing with in Baltimore, that whole narrative went awry because they indicted six cops and half of them were black Americans. How's that playing? How's that working out? So, instead of proactive policing that cuts crime, what you're going to have in Baltimore is you're going to see officers forced to wait to respond to calls in enough numbers to ensure mutual support. They're going to have to build up to the size of a fire team before they'll go. And even that isn't enough in the face of a mob. Criminals are going to exploit that all the way. And that could happen anywhere with an anti-gun Democratic government in place. What are you doing to protect yourself over this? We'll be right back. Coming up next, Aaron Cowan, Sage Dynamics, on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.